Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night, about 10:30 p.m., Town of Tonawanda Police Dispatch received a 911 call of a vehicle that was on fire. The location was, I apologize, Wynwood and Yorkshire Roads. And there was a truck that was in the street that was fully ablaze. So we had police and paramedics respond, and of course the fire company responded as well. Initial reports that there were some booming noises, but we didn't have any explosive devices or incendiary devices that we thought were attached to it. It looks like a vehicle fire. A male was found inside the vehicle. He was deceased, and eventually the blaze was put out by the volunteer fire company.
When you said a vehicle fire, I'm thinking, why am I here? But now that you've mentioned that there was an individual in the vehicle.
Correct.
Any sign of wrongdoing?
Well, we're not investigating it as foul play. However, anytime we have a situation like this, you know, we do our due diligence, which is to send cause and origin investigators, which investigate the fire, as well as detectives, just to completely investigate the incident.
Any witnesses, anything like that?
There were neighbors that reported it to us that they observed the vehicle once it was parked in the street, but it doesn't appear to be the result of a motor vehicle accident.
I have to ask, just like Stephanie has to ask, does it appear as though this person's come to the blaze, or was it possible that they, how do you think this whole thing got going?
Well, as I stated, it's a sensitive situation, and we're still working to confirm the identification of the person, the male that we located inside the vehicle. So the investigation is going on at this point. As far as additional comments as to how it has started, or perhaps the events that led to the fire, we're just not sure yet. And you know, as I stated, it's an ongoing investigation.
And as generally as you can tell me, or as specifically as you can tell me, Caucasian, age, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll leave it right now as it was an older male. It was an older white male. And you know, again, our hearts, sympathies completely go out to the family. So while we do the identification process and confirmation, certainly this just is a time for the family, you know, to grieve. And again, you know, we're very sympathetic towards that. So
speaking with neighbors, they say it's a pretty quiet neighborhood. It is by the boulevards, where sometimes it gets sirens, but this is something that they had never seen before. I mean, it's like, how did this happen and why did this happen?
It is, it's a very quiet neighborhood. It's the Green Acres neighborhood, smaller single family homes. So something like this is alarming to residents of that neighborhood. And you know, it's shocking to see something so unfortunate happen on a public street like that.
What did we miss?
I covered explosive devices that weren't involved, incendiary devices, confirmation of the family or the victim. Talked about the family, did the sympathy. I think we're there.
The car locks, if you had anything to say about that.
Oh.
I'll
speak on the car. I've witnessed several car fires in my career. I've been a police officer for 19 years. There were reports of possible booms or popping noises. So again, we're not looking at any sort of foul play, but they're made out of metal and plastic and sometimes even wood components that have, you know, have fuels and oils in there. So you could hear popping or booming noises, but again, we're not suspecting foul play. And I wasn't there. I didn't witness it exactly. So I couldn't say whether or not any of the door locks were able to work or not work. But again, with a fire, it does damage to products, and it could cause things to fail in the vehicle, obviously.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.